Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. This week, Representative Dowling has a statement on the aftermath of the Pennsylvania Attorney General's disturbing grand jury report on child sexual abuse within the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. And now, Representative Dowling.
Hello, this is State Representative Matthew Dowling. Today I want to talk about what we as legislators will be doing to protect victims of child sexual assault. As a cradle Catholic, I was saddened to read the Pennsylvania Attorney General's grand jury report on child abuse in the Catholic Church, made public just a week or so ago. Additionally, the Uniontown area has heard of accusations against two priests who were actively serving in our community. Many of the crimes described in this report, crimes against the children of our communities and at the hands of leaders of our church, are horrific in nature. I believe previous administrational cover-ups are simply unconscionable. With this report, the grand jury recommended changes to Pennsylvania law, including the elimination of the criminal statute of limitation for sexually abusing children, creating a civil window so older victims may now sue for damages, clarifying penalties for a continuing failure to report child abuse, and specifying that the civil confidentiality agreements do not cover communications with law enforcement. As we return to Harrisburg this fall, I intend on working with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to implement as many of these recommendations as practical. As a legislator, I will work on behalf of victims to find legislative changes that provide additional protections for our children. As a parent, I urge members of the community to be aware of warning signs of abuse and to take allegations seriously. Since the Penn State tragedy, the General Assembly has created a task force on child protection, which has recommended numerous changes and updates to state law. Among the more than two dozen new laws that were enacted during the 2013-14 session were measures to make abusers pay the price, improve child abuse reporting and investigations, strengthening prevention efforts, and criminalizing the practice of grooming. The work to protect our children continues. Earlier this session, the House passed legislation which eliminates the sunset provision regarding issuance of administrative subpoenas in investigations involving child sexual exploitation or abuse, and a bill that requires schools and hospitals to display a poster with a statewide Childline toll-free telephone number for reporting suspicious child abuse or neglect. The House also passed a bill clarifying that mandated reporters must report suspected child abuse whenever they witness an abusive act to a child. As we move forward in addressing these matters, please remember that if you or anyone you know suspects a child may be abused or neglected, you should call Childline at 1-800-932-0313. More information about child abuse is also available at www.keepkidssafe.pa.gov. Those who have been affected by abuse stemming from the grand jury report are urged to visit www.attorneygeneral.gov/report for additional resources. Those links can also be found at my website, www.repdowling.com. There are victims of these crimes that will never fully heal. However, I call upon the Catholic community and our brothers and sisters of other denominations to pray that the victims and their families find peace.
This has been Legislative Report with State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties.